Black Star. Kick back.
MK.
Kick back your feet, stimulate your mind. Roll you up some green, sip you on some wine. Open up your ear for a G1 time. We talk about every issue underneath the sun. Health, relationship, goal, prepping and current events. Changing thought patterns and paradigms and Bitcoin. Observing behaviors is what we really do. Talk about them uncomfortable truths with the FAMO. When we come together, we call it a demo. Subscribe, like, share with your kin folks. Let them know, progressive, productive, constructive conversation right here on Black Star Kickback, G. Black Star Kickback, 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 yeah.
Motherfucking gave her that shit thinking it was gonna get you posted or something when she never fucking told you that, so
right.
She didn't have fucked up intention. That's where niggas be going wrong at and shit. Like, they really could, niggas really could get farther than what they is. It's just they don't know, they don't got no game, they slow.
Yeah.
Like, a nigga could be, like, have way more, you know, of a shot than he thought he did and blow it just off of him. Pretty much. Well, I don't know, just low stuff, not having no confidence. You know? Like, you a motherfucking, you know?
Right. Confidence wins.
Yeah. Like, niggas, like, confidence about yourself.
Most definitely.
Because there might be a dude who might not be, like, a looker, like it might not be something I would have automatically been like, oh yeah, he's fine, but you know how he is, might help him out and might take away some of that unattractiveness,
right?
To where he might end up being a little bit cuter than what he, you thought he was, just off of him having some motherfucking confidence. Because it's like, I knew dudes that, like, literally, they wasn't, like, who I wanted as far as looks-wise. Like, but they weren't the ugly either. They just weren't my speed. But they weren't, like, ugly, but they just weren't... I wasn't attracted to them, like, their looks. Like, it was just, like, I feel like I'm supposed to be with somebody else. And so, with that being said, they still, even with that, they still could have got somewhere because they was doing everything else right, but they didn't have no confidence. So they end up motherfucking sending me, want to fucking nag to me and pressure me and annoy me and shit. I don't got time for that shit. Like, if I'm rocking with you, just let me rock with you. You ain't got to sit there and make me come have a fucking Usher's confessions with you.
Niggas be wanting to hear all detail about your feelings and shit, huh?
Exactly, and that's where it's like, see, I don't got time for that because we still got work to do. So for you to put me in a position that you want to hear me confess my love for you type shit, I don't like that. That's a turn off.
Right.
Because I feel like that's what females do.
Right.
Now, if we get, getting somewhere and you know, curious, if we get moving along, cool, we can have a conversation like that. Because it needs to come up eventually anyways if we're moving along. But as far as, like, that little talking stage that we just now getting to know each other, you know, don't pressure me about no shit like that. And I don't even know if I fucking, if you're even for me yet.
Right. Dig it. Make niggas be wanting to know. Do you like me? Do you love me?
Yeah, like, I ain't got time for, you know, so.
Right. Gotta ride this shit till the wheels fall off on me. I'm just saying, niggas will fuck up, though. I'm just saying, like, niggas will be all that emotional and want you to explain yourself to them and end up fucking up later on.
Exactly. Thank you. Well said. That's all I be saying. Like, even, like, I just understand, like, you want me to do all of that and you might possibly do something, or you're most likely you do end up doing something that just fucks everything up anyways. And it's like, nigga, you was a clown, like, to even try to even force me to express myself in that kind of way, and you are a fuckboy anyway.
Right.
But like, you not even built to deal with somebody like me. You want to be dominated and shit. I ain't got time. I don't dominate dudes. I'm not no fucking dominatrix. Dudes be wanting, like, that make me feel like you want me to do some gay shit to you or something. Because, like, why would you want me to take control of you? Like, you need to go get somebody, like, aggressive. Like, you need someone 5'10 and aggressive. Like, make the stallion. Someone who gonna just, you know, dominate you.
Little working
her, like, Tory Lanez work. You know, she ruined his life if she, because they said that they messed around. Did you hear her, the best friend diss to her?
No, I didn't hear that.
Her best friend, did you see the video, the live video of her best friend putting shit out?
No.
It's her best friend, yeah. I wonder if I could, probably won't be able to hear it. I mean, if I put it up to the, if I put it on my beat still, then yeah. But, what is it? Oh, but anyway, her friend, her best friend even made a diss song.
Or whatever.
Mm-hmm. I guess she, like, she, it's something to do with, they ain't telling the full story, but she said, like, pretty much, like, Meg was doing something. I don't know if Meg was dissing her or saying something, something. And she was like, I ain't never tried to fuck with none of your niggas. She said, you fucked with a nigga behind my back that I was fucking with. And she was like, that's wrong because we best friends. And we ain't supposed to, we don't do that. Talking about we laugh at bitches that do that shit to each other and shit like that. Like, she put her out there. But everybody had already said, I don't know what the full story is, but they were saying pretty much, like, Tory Lanez and the best friend and Meg was all together, and I guess the conversation, I guess it came up, and I don't know what happened, but something happened is all I'm saying. You get what I'm saying? Something
that was that thick ass chick that was with them.
They be the ones that don't even be cute that be having that, oh yeah, I'ma try to fuck from her, she was fucking with, and you hanging with her though. You know what I mean? Like, that's, it's always the ugly bitches that do that out here where I stay today, fine. Like, they do it to their cute friends because I don't know if it's, like, they feeling better about themselves. Like, I think in a way it makes them try to, like, when girls do that stuff, like, it gotta be something about the other girl you envy. If she ain't do nothing to you first, you know what I mean? Some people might, you know, unless that girl did make shit to you and you getting her back, I guess. I don't know. But it's still, like, you still don't even gotta do that because I just say, fuck her. You know? But I'm only saying, my whole point of reason about that is, like, it makes you look like it was something about her that you was jealous of. Even if the girl didn't look better than you, you must have been jealous of how people liked it, her personality or something. You know what I mean? Like how she, her vibe or something. You must have, it was something about her that you fucking envy, because why would you do your friend like that? If it wasn't, it's like envy causes people to do a lot of shit, weird shit. I told you already about the girl, my cousin's sister or whatever, with the 8 kids, like, she did all types of shit, and she apologized, but it's like, I just was mad that she won't just let me go live my life. Like, why do you want to be attached to me so bad when I don't care? Like, that, I'm glad that you're changing your ways, but with everything that I got going on and everything that I got planned ahead of me, I cannot afford to let you fuck that up for me, because I already seen what you was trying to do back when I was fucking pretty much broke, trying to just get my life started out, like, you know, 20 years old, 19 years old. She was doing shit for a whole 10 years.
Right.
I see it with you. So you think I'm going to let all of that go on for a whole decade just because you feel like you done grew up now, because 10 years done went by? I don't have to let you around me. I'm mad that I was going around her all the time that I was. I told you, every time I went around her, I got into it with a homeless person.
Damn.
She was always beefing, then beefing with the dude's crackhead baby mom, and then he yelling out, "Oh yeah, bitch, you sucking this dick." I'm like, this is embarrassing. This nigga don't even look like he takes baths. Like, you got him yelling this shit out, and I'm hanging with you, and at 28 years old, that shit matters, who the fuck you hang with. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
I'm cool. Like, back when I was, like, 18, I was, like, cool with girls, like, to where I knew they was, like, hoes, but they was cool with me, so I'm like, okay, we cool. But nah, that shit ain't where it's at. That's not what's up. I was tripping. And that's why I don't fuck with people, because it's like, y'all not gonna have, like, y'all not gonna decrease my value, because people gonna think that I'm only worth as much as y'all worth. Fuck that.
Yeah, you know how they say birds of a feather flock together. Can't be flocking with them birds.
Yeah, because it's like, niggas look at y'all and females look at y'all like, y'all ain't no competition. Y'all not no pressure. And y'all belong to the streets. And I'm not one. I'm not.